Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host. And we are talking right now. I've been so excited about this next interview to talk to one of our very own vacation counselors, the former Aubrey Weekly, now the Aubrey Weekly Campbell. And Aubrey, you and Chris got married, and tell everybody what you decided on for a honeymoon option.
We decided to take a cruise around the Polynesian Islands, which include Tahiti and Bora Bora, for those of you who don't know where that is. It was beautiful.
You've heard me talk about it, Mimi talk about it when we went there about a year ago for that big incentive group. Tell us what you like most about it. And, of course, you did. Tell everybody, first of all, how you did this, because you did one of those overwater bungalows there in Tahiti, and then you got on the ship. Tell everybody about that, too.
Yeah, so we arrived and went to a day room, stayed at a property, and then went directly to our cruise ship. And after the cruise, we went and stayed in an overwater bungalow. So those overwater bungalows are absolutely to die for. They're prettier than you see them in the pictures. Coral everywhere. You can swim around right from your balcony. It doesn't get better than that.
I would agree with that. It's got to be a bucket list for everybody. And then, Aubrey, you got on the Paul Gauguin cruise ship, small, intimate, spectacular ship that takes you to all those small islands and everything, a couple of private islands, as well as to Bora Bora, where you overnight there. Tell everybody about that experience.
That experience was incredible. From the stateroom to the different destinations we were at, those private islands, they have one in Taha, and that was, I think, our favorite. It's only for the people on the cruise ship, and there are no more than 300 people total on board. So you just lounge around, go kayaking around this private little island, and you can go snorkeling almost, I'd say, half a mile out because the water is just so shallow, and it's turquoise, crystal clear blue. It's amazing.
It truly is some of the most beautiful waters in the world, which, of course, is what people like. It's also that whole area, as you traveled through there, those islands are very mountainous because they're volcanic islands, of course. And the mountains, the beautiful waters, the sand. I mean, Aubrey, it's a formula for just romance, for peace, for tranquility, for recharging the batteries. It's literally like that perfect vacation, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It couldn't have gotten better.
You stayed at the overwater bungalows afterwards, and I do not believe they were all-inclusive. Did you enjoy the all-inclusive nature of the Paul Gauguin cruise ship?
Absolutely. You don't have to worry about, can I have one more and just enjoy myself? Absolutely, you can. Enjoy yourself. You're on vacation. You're on your honeymoon. Do what you want and don't worry about it.
Yeah, and that was, of course, your thoughts. Maybe not. We're not on our honeymoon, and we didn't worry about it. And we went to the overwater bungalow or villas in Bora Bora at St. Regis first, and that was, oh, my gosh, it was so breathtakingly beautiful, arguably the most beautiful place I'd ever been to. It was not arguably the most expensive place I've ever been to. So to get on that all-inclusive ship of the Paul Gauguin and to have that kind of experience where you, like you said, you just don't have to worry about what the cost is to have another glass of wine or another Tahitian specialty or another appetizer or dessert, whatever it might be. That is, I think, so incredibly worthwhile, the all-inclusive nature. Did Chris, your husband now, did he like the experience as much as you did?
Absolutely. Everything from the water and the excursions that we had the opportunity to do, he was so impressed. And we both can't say more. We've traveled quite a bit, but this by far was top-notch for us.
If I had to ask you what your three most favorite or memorable experiences were as far as the vacation goes, what would they be?
I believe my number one was that private island in Motu Mahana in Taha on the cruise ship's private island, that is. That was probably one of my favorites. Next to that, of course, was the Overwater Bungalow experience. But our favorite was driving around Bora Bora. It probably took us an hour and a half, and we rented a smart car that had butterfly doors, and we got chuckled at left and right, but we had the most amazing view for an hour and a half and a lot of funny looks.
Well, I mean, but that is fun. You know, it's interesting you did that in a smart car. I did it on a jet ski. And so I went around the whole island on a jet ski, and that's one of the tours. Did you have a chance to tour or do that experience with the sharks over there?
We did. On our second day in Bora Bora, since we overnighted there, we did go snorkeling with the stingrays and the sharks on a 10-person boat, and that was incredible. They're so friendly, which you wouldn't think that, but we were petting them and having a great time swimming around.
Yeah, that gets your heart pounding a little bit, doesn't it, when you see stingrays or when you see sharks?
Oh, yeah, the sharks were a little frightening at first, but that was really cool.
Then, Aubrey, if I asked you the same thing about your husband, Chris, what would his top three memories were, other than you, of course?
Well, when we were in Moorea, we went to the top of a magic mountain. So as you mentioned, there's so many different mountainous, volcanic landforms on all these islands. So we went to the top of one of those and had an incredible view. And that, aside from doing the snorkeling, was his favorite. The other thing, which I was surprised when I asked him this question, he said the staff and the service on ship, he thought was bar none the most incredible thing that we both could have experienced.
Oh, which is really cool to hear, because I know he's, like you said before, you both have traveled really a lot for your age especially. So to hear that is really good. And then, Aubrey, all in all, what were the names of the, on the cruise ship, they had the local Polynesians that are on there to help you learn about the Polynesian culture, which I really thought was cool. What were they called? Do you remember that?
Those are the Paugoganis.
Yeah.
And I know that's probably not pronounced correctly, but we sure tried hard to learn.
Did you learn why the ship was called the Paugogan?
Because of the painter, the artist.
Oh, you passed that test. Good for
you. I'm an art history major. Of course I know that.
Yeah. And I mean to tell you, that is such a gorgeous destination all over. Aubrey, for a honeymoon, for other honeymooners, would you recommend the Paugogan?
Yes. In fact, there were probably 10 couples on board, and keeping in mind 300 people, so 20 people honeymooning here. We met the most incredible people, and all of us have stayed in touch and said this was the best option, well worth the trip to Tahiti. Absolutely.
And then would you recommend the Overwater Bungalow stay before or after? You did yours after. If now that you've done it that way, would you recommend it before or after the cruise experience?
That's tough. You know, I think the after experience gave us the alone time that we were really excited to have, since we did meet so many people on board. But going in ahead of time, I think that might even have helped with the time adjustment. So you can't go wrong either way. It's a beautiful experience.
I think that's so, so great. I'm so glad you did that. And then, Aubrey, hey, what's on your bucket list for, you know, like your first anniversary?
Oh, I've already got the wheels turning. We're thinking maybe Australia, New Zealand. We're dying to go on the Rhine and see the castles all along there. Really anywhere. We're not picky. We've got the itch to travel, so let's just go.
Well, you're in the right industry for that, aren't you? So that's interesting.
We sure are.
As a millennial, so you want to do Australia, New Zealand, land or cruise or combination of the two?
As much time as I can take off of work, we'll do whatever we can.
I know your boss. We'll see if he can help you with that, okay?
That sounds great, Mark.
And you want to do a river cruise, too.
Yes, so we've been on the Danube, and that was beautiful. We saw the Christmas markets, but the rivers and castles that we're most interested in, that's probably going to be the next to do.
Ah, that's so cool. That's really what I'm going to be doing next year. So, Aubrey, gosh darn, I'm going to get you on next time, and we're going to talk more about where in the world Mrs. and Mr. Campbell want to travel to. How do you like that name so far?
You know, I have to just keep reminding myself that I'm now the soup. And my husband has no trouble reminding me, hey, Mrs. Soup. So it's coming slowly but surely.
Campbell Soup?
Campbell Soup.
Oh, that's funny. That's
no
funny.
Relation. Darn.
Darn. Aubrey Weekly, thanks so much. Give everybody your email address and then your extension there, Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours, if they want to call you.
Sure. My email is Aubrey, A-U-B as in boy, R-E-E, at cruiseholidayskc.com. And my extension here is 5728.
So that's 994-5728 to call directly to you. Hey, I've got to run. This is Mark Comfort Vacation Views. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Make great memories at Grand Caribe and Grand Puerto all-inclusive resorts. Here on the beautiful shores of our oceanfront Cancun and Riviera Maya, Mexico resorts, we invite you to reconnect with the feelings and people that matter most. Summer is all about togetherness. Our resorts are all about summer. Catch up with old friends while dining al fresco, splash in the pool with the kids, and enjoy a couple's massage with the one you love, all in the warmth of the Caribbean sun. And if you prefer a great adults-only vacation experience, think Hyatt Zilara Rose Hall or Hyatt Zilara Cancun all-inclusive resorts. A destination experience enhanced with personal pleasures like swim-up suites, gourmet dining, and world-class spas. It's all included with our genuine service from the heart. Call the all-inclusive specialists at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City at 816-505-1500 or visit us online at chkc.travel.
Book your vacation now and ask about additional savings.
KC. M.O.
CBS News Update. Crowds chant lock her up at a Tampa rally for Donald Trump, part of the final push in the final countdown. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Today, Hillary Clinton has campaign appearances in two key states, here in Pennsylvania and in Florida. Donald Trump will have appearances in four key states, Florida, North Carolina, Nevada, and Colorado.
Investigators are looking into election threats against three states. Here's CBS News Homeland Security correspondent Jeff Pegues.
They are ramping up security. They are preparing for worst-case scenarios. That doesn't mean that they are expecting something to happen, but they're just guarding against it.
Early voters overwhelmed polling stations in Maricopa County, Arizona. Trevor Spaniola was frustrated he didn't get to vote.
I'm all excited. I've waited 20 years of my life to vote, and now I'm not going to be able to vote because some guy wanted to get home a half an hour early.
CBS News Update. I'm Steve Dorsey.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
It's going to be another day of needing a jacket in the morning, followed by short sleeves in the afternoon. Temperatures starting off chilly around the middle and upper 40s, and then warming up into the lower 70s by the afternoon. Just a few clouds in the sky, but still plenty of sunshine for our Saturday, followed by a nice evening. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Denali is a place like no other, and with 7 decades of Alaskan experience, Holland American Line is uniquely qualified to be your guide. And now we introduce a new way to experience the essence of this iconic national park, with the refined comfort our guests have come to expect. This is Denali Square, a private retreat on the site of our 60-acre McKinley Chalet Resort. Spend up to 3 nights here relaxing and exploring the park's wildlife and grandeur. A central amphitheater hosts ranger talks, local musicians, and Denali-themed presentations. Stroll the boardwalk, shop for Alaskan merchandise away from the crowds, and perhaps meet a local artist in residence. Enjoy casual dining at Cartson's Public House. In the evenings, cozy fire circles welcome friends, old and new. Discover a whole new Denali experience. Denali Square, only with Holland American Line. Ready to go? Call the experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today at 816-505-1500. 505-1500.
Not all families want the same thing out of a vacation. That's why with the Marvel Resort All-Inclusive Family Emotion Program, you get to customize the perfect family vacation from beginning to end. Start by choosing your perfect style of accommodations in spacious 2 or 3 bedroom residences, everyone together under one roof. Then enjoy our package inclusions that go beyond all-inclusive. Enjoy a welcome basket or snacks for the family, a customizable bundle of beach and pool toys, plus shower shower, bath, and splash accessories for babies, kids, and teens. A logo tote with gift card. A customized family picnic, Xbox consoles, and DVD players. A bath accessories basket for mom. A keepsake photo album with CD of your pictures. And gift card to develop the photos one's home. And more. It truly is a family vacation unlike any other. To find out more about Marvel's great family emotions program, call the experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today. 816-505-1500. Or visit us online at chkc.travel.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
KCMO Kansas City, on the air at 103.7 FM and AM 710.
Hey, it's Mike Ferguson from The Midday Show. Monday is Election Eve. It's almost over. We'll get your last-minute thoughts on the big races, noon to 1, right here on KCMO Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome back to our third segment of Vacation Views. I love that song. Makes you think vacations, doesn't it? Kokomo by the Beach Boys. Hey, with me right now is one of our new vendors that we've formed a great relationship with that I want you to listen to this segment very, very carefully, because if you've never thought about going to the Canadian Rockies and on the Rocky Mountaineer train experience specifically, I think you need to think about this. A lot of people don't even think about it. A lot of people don't even know it's even available. Well, Mimi and I have been to the Canadian Rockies. We know how incredibly beautiful they are. And one of the things we've watched in the last several years is the interest in train experiences all over the world. And not just regular trains, but luxury trains. And one of the best trains really in the world as far as a luxury experience is right here in our own continent, in North America, the Rocky Mountaineer. And with me right now is Belinda DeSantos, the representative of the Rocky Mountaineer Company that calls on us here in Kansas City. And Belinda, welcome to Vacation Views.
Thank you so much, Mark. I always really enjoy being on your show.
Well, I do too. I love this relationship that we have put together from a business perspective on an itinerary that I really don't think a lot of people think or even know about the Rocky Mountaineer experience, especially in those unbelievable Canadian Rockies. So, Belinda, if you would tell us a little bit, first of all, let's talk about specifically the Rocky Mountaineer train experience.
Yes, Mark. We are, as you said, we are a luxury train operator. We are the only luxury train that operates in North America. So it is a really unique experience. I'm sure people have heard about, the Orient Express and the Royal Scotsman and some of those luxury trains in Europe, but we are the only one that offers that in North America. Although one thing that we do a little differently is we are all daylight travel, because we don't want anybody sleeping through the magnificent scenery of the Canadian Rockies. So with Rocky Mountaineer, your guests would be on board the train during the day, and then they actually sleep in a hotel at night.
And then let's talk a little bit more about the Rocky Mountaineer experience, because the food on board, the visibility on board, and if you will talk, Belinda, a little bit, not only about the food and the visibility, but also about the gold leaf and the silver leaf, but especially the gold leaf.
Yes. Well, the food is absolutely delicious. We have a French chef that oversees the menu and the kitchens, and I'll tell you, he is just amazing. I happened to be on board the train with him just a little over a week ago, and he was sharing with us all the thought that goes into the menus, and it is astounding. But they take such great care to provide fresh ingredients that are often sourced right there in Canada, fruits and vegetables from their Okanagan Valley, which is kind of like many of the California places that we have, where we get a lot of our fruits and vegetables, as well as the salmon from British Columbia, the beef from Alberta. So it's so much thought that goes into these menus, not only to make it delicious, but beautiful to look at. And the menu just, you see all the choices and you have a hard time deciding which of these delicious things am I going to have for breakfast and for lunch, because your guests would get breakfast and lunch on board most of our trains. And then as far as the view goes, we are an all-dome fleet now. So this is our first year operating an all-dome fleet. We have Silver Leaf service and Gold Leaf service. And the Silver Leaf service is absolutely beautiful. It's a dome car on a single level. And so that means that your guests are in that same train car on that level throughout the trip. Whereas on the Gold Leaf service, it's a bi-level dome. So the train is actually two levels, and the guests are sitting at the top, which does give a little extra vantage point for seeing things. And then they actually go downstairs, both to dine. They actually sit in a dining room, whereas on the Silver Leaf service, it is served at their seat. And then the other really nice feature about the Gold Leaf service is there's an outdoor vestibule, so people can go stand outside and take photographs and just stretch their legs and chat with other travelers, and that is a dedicated area that comes with the Gold Leaf service.
Okay, now I think you need to toot your horn. Get it? Toot your horn.
I should have had my train whistle here. I could have blown it over the phone.
I'm sorry. That's the best I can do with my humor. But I want you to tell everybody a little bit about some of the awards that the Rocky Mountain Air has won.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we have won so many, and we have won from the Travel Writers Association. USA Today has named us one of the great travel experiences. National Geographic has named us as one of the top train experiences, and we've won a lot of industry awards, too. You and I are both in the travel industry. We go to a lot of events throughout the year, and we've just won two more awards over the last month for outstanding train service that is awarded with our peer travel industry groups as well. So I believe, I'm not 100%, but I'm 99% sure we are now the most awarded train in the world.
Wow, that's very, very impressive. And whether it's first or second, I think it is first also. My congratulations. And I think that says so very much, Belinda, about the Rocky Mountain Air experience. But now let's shift gears a little bit to the incredible Canadian Rockies, because a lot of people in the Midwest part of the United States where we live and where this show broadcasts to, we know the Rocky Mountains out in Colorado. But a lot of our people don't understand how majestic and how spectacular the Canadian Rockies are. Tell us a little bit about the Canadian Rockies.
Well, they are, Mark. And again, I had the good fortune of being on the train twice in the last 3 weeks on two of our different routes. And I've been on the train multiple times before, and I tell you, it's jaw-dropping. I mean, you go around a curve, you go through a tunnel, you come out the other side, and it is absolutely spectacular. And something about them feels different than the U.S. Rockies, which are, of course, absolutely beautiful as well. But they just seem to rise up right in front of you more in the Canadian Rockies. You really feel like you're in them, whereas often when I'm in Colorado, I feel like I'm kind of going through the mountains, but I don't necessarily feel like I'm right there in them, because they somehow always seem to be a bit off to the distance. But when you're in the Canadian Rockies, especially the route that the train takes, they're right there rising up in front of you. And, you know, I kid people all the time, but you say to yourself, I'm not going to take one more picture. I have 200 pictures already of the mountains. I'm not going to take another one. And then you go around a bend, and you see another point of view, and there you are pulling your camera out again, because it is really, really breathtakingly beautiful.
So beautiful that the UNESCO organization has described the Canadian Rockies, the entire Rockies in Canada, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Now that is amazing, and if I'm not mistaken, that's one of the very few. Is there any other UNESCO World Heritage Site in Canada?
You know, I'm not sure.
I don't think there would be,
but not like this, not to be necessarily related to the mountain heritage. You know, there might be some that are related to more of the some of the historical buildings and so forth there
in Canada.
But yes, they received this designation because it is such an unusual geography, and because of the spectacular beauty of them, they are just. They received that UNESCO World Heritage designation.
Yeah, which is amazing. Now, let's talk a little bit about when it comes to the hotels up there, because it's very interesting, the options that Rocky Mountaineer offers on, 65 unique Canadian packages.
Yes.
Are Gold Leaf and Silver Leaf, but talk about the differences at the hotels where your guests will spend the night.
Well, we have a really wide range because not everybody likes the same kind of experience. And I'm sure you find that all the time when working with your guests. But people like different things. And so we have everything from the iconic Fairmont hotels, which, you know, the one in Banff looks like a castle. The one that sits right on board Lake Louise is just a gorgeous hotel, but primarily it's the setting there that's so important. So you have everything, and in Vancouver, oh my gosh, the Fairmonts in Vancouver are really fabulous hotels. So you've got that on the higher end, but, you know, for some people that's not as important, and we have excellent, excellent hotels that are right in downtown Banff that some people like to be able to walk out their hotel room and walk on down to a little restaurant or, you know, a store, do some shopping, get a coffee. And so, you know, when you're in town, then we have other hotels that are designated as Silverleaf hotels that are absolutely great. They've got nice fireplaces in the lobby, very nice accommodations. The rooms are nice. The bathrooms are great. But they just aren't as high-end as the Fairmont. So we have everything so that depending on what is most important to your guests, we have a way to fill what they're interested in.
Well, and I think that's important because people are different. People want options.
Yes.
And that's what you all do. And you can mix the Gold Leaf on the train with maybe a Silver Leaf on hotels. Or opposite of that, Silver Leaf on the train, Gold Leaf on the hotels.
Absolutely, because some people might want the Gold Leaf experience on the train, but they say, you know what, the hotel's not as important to me, so I'll take a Silver Leaf level hotel. And then other people might say, you know what, Silver Leaf is great for me on the train, but I always wanted to stay at the Fairmont in Banff or in Vancouver, and they want to do that. So there's endless, endless options. And, you know, your professionals there at Cruise Holidays and Comfort Travel are two of your folks have been on with us, and they have great experience in this, and they can really help sort through what somebody wants to do.
Yes, Cassie and Andrea both have experienced the Rocky Mountaineer in this whole area. But Mimi and I have decided to make this our royal family trip next year. And by the way, not just next year, but in the heart of the heat. And we think maybe the best time of the entire year, late August, August 27th. Through September 5th, that will be when we will go out of Vancouver and we will end up in Calgary. And then if you'd so like to do this, which I want to lead, that's my goal. I'm going to take it's called the pre-package out of Seattle on August 25th. And I'm just so excited about this because we, on that Seattle, we go up right. Gosh, we got the mountain range on our east, believe it or not, the ocean on our west. It is one of the most scenic areas of all of North America. And, Belinda, that's the only time we get to have that dinner, a full dinner on board the train.
Yes, that's why earlier when I said breakfast and lunch on most routes, that is true, most routes. But that coastal passage that you'll be taking from Seattle to Vancouver, since that train doesn't leave till mid-afternoon, then that is a gourmet dinner that you and everybody traveling with you will get traveling between Seattle and Vancouver. You'll get to see the sunset, have a nice glass of wine for those who like to have a glass of wine with their dinner, and travel along the ocean, and it'll be an absolutely lovely experience.
I'm looking so forward to that, and as you know, that's the hottest time of the year here, but up in that area, colors could even be changing. You're liable to see a lot more bear because the bear are out foraging for food before hibernation. So I don't you think that's just a perfect time to go to that part of the world?
I think it's going to be fantastic. And you are really fortunate that you booked that trip when you did, because, as I mentioned, we use a lot of the Fairmont hotels, and I know you have some of the Fairmont hotels as part of your trip, and they are no longer taking group reservations in the summer months, June, July, and August. And you're traveling in August, and you have the Fairmonts for some of your hotels, so you have a real advantage that some others may not be able to have.
Well, and I appreciate it, Belinda. I appreciate you so much working with us, and I know this is going to be a world-class experience. So if you're interested in this royal family trip that Mimi and I are hosting next August 25th out of Seattle or 27th out of Vancouver, your choice, give us a call today. We're open until 3-816-505-1500, 505-1500. Or you can go online, cruiseholidayskc.com. That's cruiseholidayskc.com. Go to our groups and look up the Rocky Mountaineer Experience. It'll also be called the Royal Family Group 2 on the Rocky Mountaineer to the Canadian Rockies. Belinda, thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to getting you back on again.
Well, thank you, Mark, and I'm really excited for any of those people that are going to join that group with you. It is going to be an absolutely amazing experience.
Well, and we've customized it. It's different than what you normally do, because we're going to give an extra night there in Vancouver, the 2 nights there in Jasper, the 2 nights in Banff, the 1 night in Chateau Lake Louise, the 1 night in Kamloops, and the 1 night in Calgary. So very excited about this experience. And it's so close to home. And, yes, the people speak English, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I love the Canadian people. They just have so much fun. And I get asked that all the time. Do they speak English? Yes, they do speak.
And, you know, they're just so polite, so friendly. Everybody just bends over backwards. If you have a question, you stop somebody on the street, they'll practically walk you to where you need to go because they're just that friendly.
Yep, in that area especially. Belinda, thanks so much. Appreciate it. And I shall talk to you at another time. This is Mark Comfort.
Mark. Vacation. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, I'm glad to have you on. Stay tuned.
Bye.
I'll be right back.
It's Island Time, all the time, with Celebrity Cruises. November is the biggest sale of the year with the Season of Savings event, saving you money on any stateroom, almost anywhere we sail. Plus, when you book an Ocean View stateroom or higher, the first 2 guests each choose 1 free perk, a classic beverage package, unlimited high-speed internet, prepaid tips, or $150 to spend on board. Plus, if you upgrade to a suite, the first 2 guests each save $400 on their cruise fare and get all 4 free perks. Family and friends get perks too. Each guest beyond the first 2 in a stateroom get a classic non-alcoholic beverage package and a 40-minute high-speed internet package. Don't wait. Call now during the Season of Savings to book your next celebrity cruise. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today, 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500, or visit online, chkc.travel. And remember, you deserve a great vacation.
We're rolling out the orange carpet at the new Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts Punta Cana. Bring the whole family to meet friends like SpongeBob, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Paw Patrol, Dora, and more. And enjoy the unique gourmet inclusive luxury experience by Charisma, the Caribbean's first ever Nickelodeon resort ready for your vacation. Book now and save up to 45%, plus kids stay free. Call Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours today at 816-505-1500 to plan your gourmet inclusive family vacation at the new Nickelodeon Resort in Punta Cana and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours at 816-505-1500.
It's time to let loose with Royal Caribbean. This is not a cruise. This is a shore-exploring adventure of a lifetime. From secluded spot-finding on Nevis Beach in St. Kitts to rainforest roaming in Puerto Rico's El Yunque. Take an airboat ride through unspoiled marsh in Belize and caravan through Costa Maya on an ATV. Hop shore to shore on board ships with exciting thrills of their own. Discover more from port to port with the cruise line voted best overall 13 years running. Do it all while saving 50%.
50% off of your second guest, plus up to $100 to spend at sea. Take advantage of this bonus offer, saving you 25% of third and fourth guests as well. Call to book your next adventure today. This offer is only around for a limited time. This is not the Caribbean. This is the Royal Caribbean. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City, 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500 today. Or visit online, chkc.travel. You deserve a vacation.
Denali is a place like no other, and with 7 decades of Alaskan experience, Holland American Line is uniquely qualified to be your guide. And now we introduce a new way to experience the essence of this iconic national park, with the refined comfort our guests have come to expect. This is Denali Square, a private retreat on the site of our 60-acre McKinley Chalet Resort. Spend up to 3 nights here relaxing and exploring the park's wildlife and grandeur. A central amphitheater hosts ranger talks, local musicians, and Denali-themed presentations. Stroll the boardwalk, shop for Alaskan merchandise away from the crowds, and perhaps meet a local artist in residence. Enjoy casual dining at Cartson's Public House. In the evenings, cozy fire circles welcome friends old and new. Discover a whole new Denali experience. Denali Square, only with Holland American Line. Ready to go? Call the experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today at 816-505-1500. 505-1500.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't.
Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO. Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Why don't you talk into the microphone? I got a backup mic right here. Check 1, 2. Testing, testing.
KCMO. Kansas City.
Welcome back to our last segment of Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort. Thanks so much for listening to me. And by the way, you know what? Today, I'm in Prague. How about that? The Czech Republic. No, I'm not broadcasting from Prague. I wish I was. But with the time change and, frankly, it being a vacation, I recorded this in advance. And I want to tell you, I can't wait. Next week, I'll talk to you a little bit more about how this trip was. We had 101 people join us on this wine-themed cruise with Wines by Jennifer and also Peter Grunauer and myself as the host. So if you are interested in doing a vacation, if you like traveling with groups of people, like-minded people from, you know, pretty much the same area of the country. We have a lot of these hosted groups that we do every year. You can check that out on our website, cruiseholidayskc.com, cruiseholidayskc.com, just like that Rocky Mountaineer. But if you want, maybe you want to go to warm weather destination in winter, Dick Wilson and Renee of 94.9 Radio are hosting a trip to the El Dorado Seaside, all-inclusive five-star resort just right before Valentine's Day. Wouldn't that be a perfect way, A, to get out of the cold weather, and B, to treat your Valentine to a nice, short, quick, wonderful, spectacular getaway? Okay, that's February 5th through the 10th, or we can make it longer than that if you'd like. The February 5th through the 10th, 5 nights, is on that nonstop air from Kansas City and back. Switching gears to later in February, Mimi and I are taking a group. We've still got a couple of seats available, a couple of staterooms available, to India on the Ganges River cruise with Uniworld. Boy, that's going to be a unique trip. Expensive, but first class all the way. And to me, that's the way you want to see India. Then again, you just heard about our Rocky Mountaineer vacation in August of next year. Then in October of next year, I'll be doing another river cruise on Europe's rivers and castles. And that's in October. And then Deb and Joanne of our office will be doing one of those Christmas market cruises in December, December 7th through the 14th. So whatever it is you're looking for, we can help you find it. You want to do an independent vacation? Want to do a customized vacation? Want to do a escorted land trip? An ocean cruise? A river cruise? Whatever it is you're looking for, we can help you find the perfect vacation for you. So give us a call. We're open today until 3. That's 816-505-1500, 505-1500. Or, again, check us out online anytime. Cruise Holidays, KC.com. That's Cruise Holidays, KC.com. And remember, you deserve a great vacation. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.